Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Attorney General Kamala Harris has released a statement explaining how she came to join the settlement proposed between states and 5 of the nation's biggest mortgage lenders. In exchange for legal immunity from some AG lawsuits, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Ally Financial have agreed to offer relief to about 1 million struggling homeowners in the U.S. In the statement, Harris said, quote, hundreds of thousands of homeowners will directly benefit. She says California will get $18 billion out of the deal, a fair bit more than the $4 billion on the table for the state when Harris left the negotiations last September. California high-speed rail is nowhere more controversial than it is in the Central Valley, where the project is expected to break ground later this year. This week, Kern County supervisors voted to oppose high-speed rail, joining a chorus of dissent that includes Kings, Tulare, and Madera counties. Over in Washington, D.C., Congressman Jeff Denham of Turlock got an amendment tucked into the massive transportation bill chugging through the House that would prohibit new federal funds from going to this particular project. It's considered a symbolic move, but it is another sign Republicans from California and beyond are lining up to oppose high-speed rail and, by extension, the Obama administration. Perhaps sensing the need to engage in a little positive PR, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood touched down in Fresno yesterday. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
Secretary LaHood came to Fresno to give California's high-speed rail backers a pep talk. Support for the project has been dwindling as the price tag has ballooned to an estimated $98 billion. Standing with Fresno's mayor, LaHood reiterated the promise of rail-related jobs, especially in a county where unemployment hovers close to 16%.
This is about putting our friends and neighbors to work. This is about driving down unemployment. This is about improving the economy. That's what this plan is about, not just in California, but all over America.
LaHood says California's high-speed rail will be a model for the rest of the nation, and that's why the feds have invested $3.5 billion in California's project, more than in any other state. LaHood's visit to the Central Valley included a meeting with farmers worried that the high-speed rail line could cut through their land.
We also want to make sure we're not unmindful of serious concerns that people may have and address those. That's part of the process, and not just coming here and saying, you know, this is just my way or the railway.
LaHood's 3-day visit to California also includes meetings with Governor Brown and members of the state legislature. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Later today, Fresno County planners are expected to approve a controversial gravel mining operation on a landmark sacred to local Native Americans. The mine is a project of CEMEX, a building materials giant with 100 plants in California. Vic Bedoyan reports from Fresno.
Jesse Morrow Mountain rises 2,000 feet above the Central Valley at the gateway to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. The proposal to mine the mountain is a scaled-back version of the original plan after an environmental review raised concerns about traffic and air pollution.
We found that there was a lot of concern from the neighbors for the visual impact.
Jolene Polyak is the local CEMEX representative. She says the company's new plan brings the quarry downslope from the mountaintop. They also plan to mine for 50 years instead of 100.
Bringing the mine down closer to the plant and reducing it by 50 years, we would still be able to make a profit, but also reduce the visual impact of the project overall.
But opponents of the project are still skeptical.
You're still going to have the pollution problems that you have from all the heavy equipment, from all the blasting. All of that stuff is still on the table, basically, as being significant and unavoidable.
Gene Otto is president of a group called Friends of Jesse Morrow Mountain. He says the new quarry, some 200 feet deep, will still be a visual blight and would make it difficult to restore the mountain. Jim Van Haunt agrees. He runs a nearby bed and breakfast and estimates 1 million people a year drive by on their way to the national parks.
The first thing they see in terms of the Sierra Nevada range is Jesse Morrow Mountain. And so it would reflect on us terribly to have a sand and gravel and asphalt plant and cement plant right on the foot of that mountain as people are trying to traverse up into the national parks.
Opponents claim the county already has a 30-year supply of gravel, but the company says it needs more to pave roads and build as the Central Valley grows. Today's decision by Fresno County planners will likely be appealed to the Board of Supervisors. For the California Report, I'm Vic Bedoyan.
Roman Catholic bishops across the country are speaking out against a recent decision by the Obama administration that religious-affiliated schools and hospitals are not exempt from a federal requirement that employee health plans cover contraception. But as Stephanie Martin reports, the issue appears to be largely moot in California.
This weekend, anyone who attends Mass in the Archdiocese of San Francisco will receive a letter from Archbishop George Niederauer.
What I'm hoping they'll do once they've read the message is to communicate with the White House and communicate with their congressional representative.
He joins the Archbishop of Los Angeles, the bishops of Sacramento and San Jose, and other Catholic leaders around the state in publicly condemning the Obama administration's birth control mandate. Niederauer says he's concerned that the insurance requirement could open the door to government mandates about hospital procedures.
It's not always going to be about insurance, and it's not always going to be about birth control. It's going to be about other things besides. It could, in the future, be about euthanasia or assisted suicide. Why don't you offer it in your hospital? If you don't, then why are you open?
A national poll out this week questions how much Catholics will actually rally behind their church leaders. The survey by the Public Religion Research Institute found that nearly 6 in 10 Catholics say that religiously affiliated colleges and hospitals should have to provide contraception coverage for employees. Institute CEO Robert Jones.
What I think the survey shows is that this conflict is really sharper between the Obama administration and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops than it is between the president and Catholic voters, who are largely divided on this issue.
The Obama administration said yesterday that it's considering a compromise, although no word yet on what that would entail. Regardless, California's Catholic educational and medical institutions may not see any immediate impact if the rule is allowed to stand. This is one of 28 states that have a similar insurance mandate already in place. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie Martin.
That's the California Report for Thursday, February 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.